Chesim Bava Kama continued, Chafei Adar Hitov Shemim, Gimel, March 10th, 1983, on Thursday, continued.
Yechosim Shein Bamiyot. So the Mishnah says that if Sheyon is Mazik, Nechosim Shein Bamiyot, then the Baal Asher is Chai. Newly would lesbi, Hom Nidash, Kochi. So the question is, why does the Mishnah formulate it that way? The Mishnah is trying to tell us that if Sheyon Shal Hedir is Mazik, Sheyon Shal Hedir, so then there is no chil tashlum, because Re'eyu v'lo yishal hedyeh. So let the Mishnah say, Nechosim shal hedyeh. Why does the Mishnah have to formulate it? Nechosim sheim amira. Mi'ile hu d'lezbi. Hom d'shkotch. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't say, Nechosim shal hedyeh. But the Mishnah says, there is a chil tashlum of niziki. Only if the nizek is Nechosim, so that implies that even if the Nizek, the Sheira Nizek is Hekdesh, but as long as there is no Mile in that Sheira, so then there is a Chiyuv Tashlum. Because otherwise the Mishnah would have said, Nechosim Shal Hekdesh, Nechosim Sheima Shal Hekdesh. Because the Mishnah doesn't say Nechosim Sheima Shal Hekdesh, but Nechosim Sheima Mile. So, as long as there is no mile, even if it's the chosim shal hegdesh, so he's high of the pen. Mile would lesbi. Hom nikdash kotche mantane. Omer rabi yechan en bikotche mkalim raulime de rabi yisi adu yilki. Di oma amom en bailmu. So, mile rash. Mile would be in on the level of the chosim shal hegdesh. Mile Hol es be mile avog an mikdash kotche in lo itzedesh an chay vizok. For example, kim kotche in kal in shein be mile be chay elo be imer lachas vikas dam kim gasin an misach es mile. So in kotche in kal in, so there is no mile. If somebody is nene in kotche in kal in, so it's not chay mile. It's not chay mile. It's not mile. So be mile. This Mishnah tells us that as long as the Sheira shall have it, is Mazik, a Sheira in which there is no Mile, for example, a Sheira shall have it, will be Nigeach, a Sheira shall Shlomim, a Sheira shall Shlomim, that's Kochim Kali. So there is no Mile, so then he'll be Chayim Tashlomim. But what has Mile to do with the Chiyuv Tashlumim? After all, the reason as to why Sheir Shal Hedyeh should not have Sheir Shal Hedyeh is potter, is because Re'eyu V'lo Yishal Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not Re'eyu. And still the Mishnah says, but if Sheir Shal Hedyeh is Negeach Sheir Shal Shlomim, he is Chayim. Obviously, a Sheir Shal Shlomim, Kochim Kali, is considered Re'eyu. It has to accord with Rabbi Yisagril. It's Rabbi Yisagril who holds that Kochim Kali is Momen Bailim. If it's Momen Bailim, so it is Sheireyu, it comes within Sheireyu. Mantane Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the Kochim Kali, Rabbi Yisagril, the Omer Momen Bailim, the Tanya, Mantane, the Mechayu Bizoki, the Yizik Sheire, Sheir Shlomi Shalchavere, Momen Bailim, the Sheireyu, Krinevei. When does Rabbi Yisagril say that Aloche, Tanya, that's in the parasha in Vayikro, in the parasha of Shmuel Sabikorti. The halacha is that if someone is a kefir, Mom Chavere, Ruben says to Shimon that I was mafkid, or you owe me money, or I was mafkid, a pikodin with you, and then he denies, and he's nishba, and he's nishba b'sheker. So the chay da'aloch is, if he's made it that he was nishba b'sheker, he has to be nishaw in keren v'chemesh v'oshon. So the Torah says, Mo'alomor Babishem. So Mo'alomor Babishem. First it says, Vichichesh Bamise. So the word, that means that the trespass was done against his neighbor, Vichichesh Bamise, not against the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it says, Mo'alomor Babishem, is that the trespass is done, is committed against the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rabbi Aglili learns out from that the Rabbi is coaching Kalim Shimamene. So on one hand, since it's moment violent, so there is a trespass committed against his neighbor because it's his money. On the other hand, it's a trespass committed against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's Mo'al Omor Babishem. The Rabbi is coaching Kalim Shimamene. Dear Rabbi Aglili, the Rabbi is coaching Kalim. And the mafki the shema who was kefir and nishba. So if mishalim kyan v'chemesh v'yoshon v'av kalgiv v'av agar, the shema was kofa v'nishba. So the hate in Mishal Kerachim is Roshon. The other God will coach Shomai. In Mishboim Aleem, Kidasim and Pirkazo, because it's not Reu, but because you call it Mishboim. So if Ruvein will be Mavki, a behem of Kochi Kochi, Meso Shimen, and then he'll be Keteir, and be Mishba, and be Meide, he will not be Chayim, a Kerachim is Roshon. Because not Reu. But Mashein Kei, if Ruben will be Mavki, the name of Shlomim, of Kachin Kalim, it's on Shimen, and then Shimen will be Kefir, and Nishba, and the Nishba Shekel will be made, so it will be Chayim. Why? Because the contrary is really, Kachin Kalim is Mombayu, Shimon, he shall have a Rei, Ukrinen, who, Babishem, so on one hand, it's more and more Babishem, and on the other hand, it's Kichet Bamise, because it's more than violent. Alright. To the more Sikashe, now you say that according to Rabbi Yisrael Gril. So, Kochim Kalb is more than violent. So, if it's more than violent, so then, if somebody will be Mikadish and Nishe with Kochim Kalb, with Shlomi, with Shepsal Shlomi, so then she should be Kadesh, because it's his moment. But the Mishnah says in Dushin, Vashmanam Kadesh Bechalke, Bini Kochi Kochi, Bini Kochi Kali, Eimim Kadesh, Leime Deloi Kerab Yeisi Hagweli. So should we say that the Mishnah in Dushin that spells out even Kochi Kali, Eimim Kadesh, cannot be called with Rabbi Yisrael Gwili? So the Gemara says, Afim with Eim Rabbi Yisrael Gwili, Ki Yom Rabbi Yisrael Gwili, Mechai, אבל החשכיתה אפילו רבי יסעדוי ומאידה יחיקו זוכו משום כאן גובי הכל זוכו. So the Gemara is saying now that when does רבי יסעדוי say that קודשין קאוי is more than violin, that's only מחי. But החשכיתה, so then it's משום כאן גובי הכל זוכו. True that it's not in Rachile. קודשין קאוי is not in אוכל, in violin, in שיהם, everybody. So, but that's, but it's Mishum HaGomeya Kazoko. In other words, it's really Momin Hekesh. But, the Torah allows them to eat. So they only have Ischus Achille. But it's not that it's their Momin. They only have Ischus Achille. So, true. So, if Rabbi Yisabili will be made it, that Lach HaShchite, so when the Hakhome was Chal, so then it becomes Momin Hekdesh. But the Torah gives them a Schus Achille. So only Schus Achille, but it's Momin Hekdesh. Aber Lach HaShchite Atul Rabbi Yisagul Yemeidich Bezochum Shul Gavriyak Bezochum. Now let's see the Rashi. Hamkadish Yishib Echalki Kom Rabbi Yisagul Momin Bailen Mechai. Shachayes Guolot. Now this Rashi is a little strange. Rashi says, Ki Omer Rabbi Yisagul Momin Bailen Mame Mechai Shachayes Guolot. Shachayes Guolot. Why does Rashi say Shachayis Mora? In other words, suppose there is no Achayis, and then the fact that he's Mechuyev Achayis could only make him a Baili, could only make him a Baili according to Rav Shimon, who says that Dovar Adiram Limone is Kimomen Dov, and according to Rav Shimon, so even by Kochi Kochi, the Baili who is Chayev Achayis is considered a Baili. And Rav Shimon says that now the halacha is that if somebody is giving it in a hekdesh, so it's not chayiv keivu. It's not chayiv keivu. But according to Rav Shimon, kochim shechayiv b'chiyuso. In other words, suppose, now what is kochi kochi? An eilo is kochi kochi. So suppose Ruvei made it neder, harei olai lo hove eilo. Harei olai lo hove eilo. And then he was mafkish, a certain behemoth only was it. Then Shimon stole it. Shimon stole it. So Mela, since Ruben made the nether of a real life, so even though he was mafrish, his specific behemoth, but since he made the nether of a real life, so he's responsible for it. So when he stole it, or something happens to it, he gets lost. So then he's mechuyev to bring another behemoth and be mafrish, Lili Losei. So according to Rav Shimon, he'll be chayev keivu. But the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, they say Dovar Adiram Limomen, Rav Kimomen Dovar. But Rabbi Yisiyad really does not have to agree with Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yisiyad really says that Kochim Kalim is Momen Vayim. So it's not on the basis. It's not on the basis of Dovar Adiram Limomen Kimomen Dovar. If it had been on the basis of Dovar Adiram Limomen Kimomen Dovar, so then even by Kochim, it would be considered as a violin. So it's another aloha because Kochim Kalim is Momen Violin. So why does Rashi say, Ki Omar Abdi Se Agrili Momen Violin Mahabe, Mechayim, Shachayim Suolo? Shachayim Suolo. So the implication being only because he's Mechuyev Bachayim. But according to Rabbi Se Agrili, it's not even doing Achayim. That's according to Rav Shimon. And suppose he doesn't make an Eder of Ari alive. It's possible to be mafkish and behemah and say, Hare Zulu was without taking a previous neder, Hare Olayel. So it's possible for a person at the very outset to make a neder of Hare Zulu. Hare Zulu was. So then, if it will get lost, it will be stolen, he doesn't have to bring another behemah Leila. So then there is no Dovah Agir Momen Kimomen Dovah. But suppose he'll say, Harezu Shlom, Harebehimu Zu Shlom, without taking in Eder, Shlomim or Harelolai will become Shlomim. But he will just say, Harezu Shlom. So it will become Shlomim. He comes Shlomi. And suppose another person's Sheir will be Negeach, this Sheir that he was Mafkish and Shlomi at the very outset, so according to Rabbi Yisrael Glimi Mechayi, he'll have to pay. He'll have to pay, even though he's not Chayim Bachayim. So why does Rashi say, Kiyom Rabbi Yisrael Glimi Momen Bayim Lame, Mechayim Shachayim Shlomi? It's very difficult, this Rashi. Alright. I didn't see that anybody should ask the Kashi against Rashi, but it's a very difficult Rashi. Alright. So, for the time being, we'll just leave it. So, but this Rashi is difficult. So, Avalach Hashkite Kizochu Bein Keyamim Bechoze Vesheyit Bein Bayim Mishor Aboso Mishuchen Goveya Kozochu. But Hashem Kilach Hashkite. So then, it's Mishulchon Kalbe Yaakov Zohar. It's Mishulchon Kalbe Yaakov Zohar. So, the Gemore, so that the Gemore Sikashe, Umichai Yoma. Now here, there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rashi. It's a very complicated Gemore. There is a machlekes between Tesis and Rashi. Now, Pashtes Awoshi of the Gemore is, Umichai Yoma, the way Rashi explained the Gemara, not the way Tesis explained the Gemara. The Gemara is asking, Umichai Yoma, does Rabbi Yisrael really say that Michai, it's Momen Baili? Now let's go over the whole Gemara. But now, Chei Yomei Chinesi, Tamchai, Ubamumchai, ושו ושו ומקדשים ביסי אישו. So it can be here so we can sell whether is it out, means without any blemish, without any blemish. Or is it balmum? So prayer is it tam chai, u balmum chai vishoch. U mikachin veyese isho. So you can mikadish an isho. It's this moment. Now what does it mean, prayer mechen isay? Who has the authority to sell it? The Yisrael, in whose reshus, the prayer was born, it's not his money. The prayer belongs to the king. So the buying of the prayer is not the buying of the mother that gave birth to the king. The buying of the prayer of the king is the king, not the buying of the mother of the Yisrael. So that's why Rashi says, prayer mechen isay bizman hazeh, kirimu kalim kama. Says that, so it was put in by the Marshal, because it had to be put in. Because without putting it in, so one could be misled and say, in whose reshus is a prayer? In the Bible of Israel. But he is not the Bible of Israel, he is the Bible of the mother that gave birth to the Paul. But the prayer itself belongs to the Kayan. Like the king. So, in other words, so who can sell it? Not the buyer of the Israel. He's not the buyer. But the Achaean is making this wicked. Come high. The Mikiah Yamti, Achaeite. So, why did he say the Achaean is making this wicked? Because who can eat it? Only Achaean. It has to be Nikra. So he has to sell it to Achaean. Tam chai, v'likeach yamti nachini fil bimum, v'yishchiteno, avotom l'mshochot loy, te'il itat kone, eitzo elo kvure, v'yosa v'anoye, v'kotchim ashchotim v'chutzu, because if it's itonim, he has no mum, so it's a kol, like any other kol. Suppose it is nishchat, not rakove, so v'meyele itzchutechut, so ishchutechut, so shchutechut, coaching that one nishab bechutz, so it's also banoye. So then it requires kvure. So it says, tam is mechleisi tam, prayer mechleisi tam chai. But if, let's say, it is shochot, and somebody be isher, was sheichai the prayer tam, it's a kol. So it was even an isakot. So we cannot say that he can sell, can sold, because there is a loche. The shchut echutz is also banoye. So prayer mechen isay tam chai ubalmum chayishok tam chai mikiyach yam bashivu mimum yishchana utam shochudoy yontakon yitzuk alukvure dos banoye kochashkum chutz umikachin beyesek umikachin beyikiham. Again, Rashi emphasizes, we shouldn't make the mistake that the Bible can be Kadisha. He is not the Bible. The Bible is not the Bible. But the Kayan is the Bible. When we catch him again, we say, Isha, the Bonainamu, the full of Shel prayer, Haile Kayan, the Mishanela, that prayer, Shaleyu, the Omar Abad, the Omar Abuye, Loishon, the prayer is Manazet. The three that we call the Lord of So, when does the Mishnah say that prayer is made with Kadish Isha? Because it's Momin Kayan, it's Momin Bailey, it means the Kayan is the Bailey, that's only prayer is Mazet, that is not in the Lakhov. The three that we call the Lord of Israel Kayan is the Gabai. Abo Bisman, she is a Mikdash Kayo. The Chozer Akhove Loi. But this man should be something, so this man should be something the Shkayom, when it's Chozer Akhove, so then you cannot be Mikabeish as a Misha. You cannot be Mikabeish. You cannot be Mikabeish as a Misha. So, this the Rabbi Rav Nachman, Mualomal Badishem, the Rabbi Skotchim Kalim Shimon Meinei, the Rabbi Yisab Lili. So we see that Kochim Kali, so is it violin, and what does Kochim Kali mean? Kochim Kali always means Bismarabais, because prayer is one call that we could read your lives only with rabbis, because the Kedusha, the heritage of prayer is so in other words it's Kodesh. So even with man shaykes al yishkayot, it is still heritage. Masha'im ki nada kabbalah shmoki, it's not chayach to say shalom bizman habayis. It's also to be magdish, a behemoth, a skeish. So the male, and Rabbi Yisiyad, he says, umwal, 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 ishem, rabbi, skochim, kawum, shim, omeine, dibu Rabbi Yisiyad, really. Dibu Rabbi Yisiyad, really. Umisham, rabbi, ne, vibchir, chutzlot, ve'alim, edi, rabbi, shimen, di omar, ibbol, mimi, yikrilu, אם בואים לחתחיל עליי so רבינה says that when רבי ישיאד מילה says ומואל ומואל בנשם ורבי סקוצ'ים טאולים שימנני הו דיקטונה ומשל רבין רש הו חדיקטונה למומן בייל ואין בבחירה מילות בחוץ לאורץ בזמן המיל לא שסכים וליקויה להקרובה ואולי דדי רבשים הם דומה מסרס נורא אם בואו בחיר איץ מחוץ לאורץ לארץ ישראל ומי יקר so אם בואו אין לחתחיל אלוי אלו יראת שנסלב ואיל כך כאין דילב לעקבו בקויה הווה מומי כאיר so when does רבי ישיאב will say that it's mommy buying the mommy can that is a prayer in chutz loretz and it's not in the black hole because la ha prile it is not mikra the prayer chutz loretz we me said the chiyo magabe isavil mommy mi hu mechayi what if it is true as you say that the kore tragi isavil mechayi so it is mommy buying so wie is in der heim und rabbi sagt mir die wollen bei mir geht dann was wissen die halle du an nichts kommt weil ich mir rabbi sagt mir nicht mehr so weit das hab ich mir sei in order to answer the question how can we say that that only prayer is man as it but this one abai so it's not mommy buying you cannot be mechanic in shop but Rabbi Yisaguri says that he can be mechanic in shop so Rabbine gives a caret that when does Rabbi Yisaguri say that it is mommy buying it is mommy care that is reference to a prayer chutz loretz that is not in a lakove but now that you say that according to Rabbi Yisaguri so all kochim kaldi is momeide even though it's in a lakove so Rabbine instead of answering the kashe by saying that Dibre Rabbi Yisiyad really that says that that Rabbi Yisrochim Kaulim Shimomene so has reference to Prey Chutz Loretz so Rabbine could have said Ho Rabbi Yisiyad really Ho Rabbono in other words according to Rabbi Yisiyad really so it's more than binding even if it's in the black robe and but when the Mishnah that says that the Mishnah that says that prayer is mikachim b'yaseisho according to Rabbi Yisiyad really according to Rabbi Yisiyad really and when we say that bizman that only prayer with Marzei can be carried to him show that the cause with Rabbanon leish the Hogabi Yisaguil the Rabbanon leish Rabbi the Hogabi Yisaguil the Rav Nachman when Rav Nachman says that lo yishono with prayer with Marzei that's only with Rabbanon the fact that Rabbine didn't say that Hogabi Yisaguil the Rabbanon so shows that according to Rabbine so even according to Rabbi Yisiyad really but prayer is one of violence he couldn't be mechanic in Isha so that means that according to Rabbine so even according to Rabbi Yisiyad really it's not one violent Michal it's not one violent Michal so how can you say that it is one violent so the Lord is the Teres Maton Skune Ko Amre Shana Maton Skune Yerko Zohu Mishulchan Gobeya now let's see the Rashi מתנס כהונה כאמרה פחיר מייסרים אבו מתנס כהונה ואיו כך הוא פרבין אלו עוד רב נחמד רבי ישעד מילי ואיו נעמי מידה דירנם הימדה והוד יכול זמן שבא יסקיון משהו חום בבי הזוכל כי הם ואפילו מחי וכי כומר את יסי הגלוי מומן בייל מהם בשלומן כומר דיבל ישראל לזוכל הוא מחי משהו חום בבי so a code in to a code in for us is pshat and Rashi Girse because there is another Girse there is another the Tinsis Girse is Tinsis and the Ras Girse is Elo Matom Eskun El Kamer Shana Matom Eskun El Kamer Shana Matom Eskun El Kamer so if according to the Ras and Tinsis Girse Elo indicates that the Gemara is Chizia so the Gemara is Chizia from the previous Teret then the Gemara said כי אומר רבי ישראלי מחלי אבל אך השחיתה אפילו רבי ישראלי מהיד גמור ישחיל זה רקון את תצס גירסה and according to the תצס גירסה so the גמור now is saying that there is no difference between מחלי ואך השחיתה גמור ישחיל זה פעם הוא את הצד בפור and גמור is saying now that according to רבי ישראלי so the חילק הבית So, in Kochim Kalim, there are two halakim. There is a Kochim Kalim that belongs to the Bailim, to the Yisrael, and there is a Kochim Kalim that belongs to the king. For example, Shlomi. So the Shlomi, the Psara Shlomi, who eats the Psara Shlomi after that Kalim? The Bailim, the Yisrael eats. Nishayim, Ulaveyim. So they are the Bailim of the Psara Shlomi. But the Chosev Sheik of the Shlomi, after that, Chode has to be given to the Kiyan. So that's the Chilek HaKiyan. Prayer, so the whole Kod belongs to the Kiyan. So in other words, so according to Tetzis Gersi, Elo Maton Eskuhune Sha'ane, Elo Maton Eskuhune Sha'ane, Dich Kozocho, Mishuch Lomariya Kozocho, so the Gemara is now Chizir. The Gemara rejects the previous Teretz. כי אומר רבי ישראל מחיים אבל החשכית אבל רבי ישראל מהידה and the Gemara is saying that there is no difference according to רבי ישראל between מחיים and החשכית but there is a difference between חלק הקיימים and חלק הבית בית ישראל so in other words when does רבי ישראל say that umal umal badishem we have is coaching calling shame on me mele he could be mikadish and nisho also that's the chilek abayim the psar shlomi so the psar shlomi so is momen abayim bein mechayim bein lachashim but chozev sheik so that's chilek akiyamim or prayer so the whole prayer is chilek akiyamim so that is mishukon gobeya kozochu so bein mechayim bein lachashchite so it's mom gobeya and it couldn't be mekadishan so briefly according to teachers the maskone of Gemara is the teachers is givers elo maton eskune kamret shal maton eskune dech kozochu mishukon gobeya kozochu so that means that Rabbi Yisrael really when he says mom and bali that's only chilek yisroel chilek abayim but maton eskune the chilek akihanim like chozim sheik in shlomim or prayer the whole thing is chilek akihanim so they are it's mishukon gobeya kozochu and it couldn't be mekadish zemisho and but chilek yisroel shlomim not chozim sheik but the psara shlomim itself so that is momen abayim and it could be mekadish zemisho even lachash chute and before shchit this is according to Tesis however Rashi is not Geiris elo maton eskune kamre but maton eskune kamre shane maton eskune kozochu shodomriya kozochu so that means that the first teretz remains the Gemara doesn't reject the first teretz ki omar rabbi yisi abrimi mechali avol hachashchite afilu rabbi yisi abrimi meye so then according to Rashi so it means this that even according to Rashi there is a distinction between chilek abayim and chilek akeim chilek agad, chayim and chilek akeim but vis-a-vis chilek akeim let's say prayer b'zman abayis o chozev sheik of the shlomim so that is that is Mishuchen Gobeya Kutzochu, according to Rashi, even before Shchit, even the Chayim. But vis-a-vis Chilek Yisroel, let's say Shlomi, not the Chodz Lashenik of Shlomi, but the Psara Shlomi, so then Mechayim the Shlomi is Momen Bayim. But Lacha Shchitesh, so even the Chilek Abayim, the Psara Shlomi, is Mishuchen Gobeya Kutzochu. That because once the Akhtore took place, Rashi in Tura says, once the Akhtore took place, in other words, you know, when is it Mishulchan Kobeya Kozochu, that is, after all, the whole mitzvah of Akhtore was fulfilled. In other words, the Shchite, and the Kabbalah, and the Yeroche, and the Zrike, and even the Akhtore Seva. So once he was Mikayim the mitzvah of the Akhtore's Kobones, so then it's more in Hegdesh, and it's true that it's Nechal, but it's Mishulchan Kobeya Kozochu. The Kehanim have its Chusachile, but it's Mishulchan Kobeya Kozochu. So according to Rashi, so there are two, so vis-a-vis the Matones Kuhune, let's say the Heir, or Chose Bishay, so that is always more in Hegdesh. Even the Chayim, even the Chayim is from Hegel. Unless Chayim is from Hazeh, but Chayim is from Abayim, since it's even like Chobet. So it's always from Hegel. Even now, even the Rabbi Yisrael will. But vis-a-vis Chayim HaKehani, I'm sorry, vis-a-vis Chayim HaKehani, Chayim Yisrael, Psar Shlomi, so then they, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Mechayim is from Abayim, but Lacha Shchite, it's not Mumbai, and then it's Mishulchan Kobeya Kozochu. Now, so Rashi says, Matan Skune Kamer, Prir Meskin Vabor, Matan Skune, Vim Kachuk Merabin, Elohon Rav Nachman, Shrami Yisadir, Dilname Meyubo, Dichot Zman Shabai Iskayo, Mishulchan Kobeya Zokolo, Kihan, Vafilo Mechai, וכי קומה רבי ישעדים עם המבאים מהם, בשלום עם קומה, דיבאים ישראל וזוכל ומחיים, משוכם המילה. והוד התיר את רבים אל רבי ישעדים לי, בבחיר בחוץ לאורץ, והוא התיר את בשלומי, סודן, סוד, רבים הקודדים לתרץ, when he asked him the קשה, when he asked him the קשה, so, when he asked him the קשה, ואיס לרובר רב נחמן, so why did he have to apply, Rabbeinu have to apply to Bechir Chutz Loretz? He could apply it to a Shlomi and the Chilek Yisroel, the Psar of Shlomi. So that is one of the Bible. Why didn't he say that? We tell him Shlomi, we should say from the Bechir Chutz Loretz, the Bechir Chutz Loretz, the Yoma Ben Azayel, the Bechir. Because then the Gemara mentions the same thing of that Bechir. And there, the Sefer says, Lama ben Azayel b'Prayer. So apparently, it has reference to the Braise, or more and more about Hashem, the Rabbi Shlomi Kalim Shimonene, has reference to prayer, not to Shlomi. So Menele, he had to apply it, to prayer with Ben Azayel. Ben Azayel needs Rabbi Yitzchak compulsion, who can't enforce this. Now, Tate says, we have to finish it now. But Tainsves is asking, alright, so we'll leave it here. Now, so on Sunday, we should go over the whole Sugya up to Omar Ababe, Shlomim Shiziku Gilim Psorom, and we have to go over the whole Tainsves. But on this Gemara, on Tainsves Shite, and Rashi Shite, there is a very long Kabbalah, and Kabbalah mentions what he heard from my father on this Gemara. It's a basic yisod in Kusha's Chor. I mean, the yisod is that what he mentions in the name of my father, that by Chor, there are two aloches of Matnes Kuhune. First of all, by Chor, let's say, by Chor Bizman Abayis, so when it's in Yitla Chove, so there is aloche of Matnes Kuhune, like all Kochin Mikdosh that are Matnes Kuhune, like Chosem Sheik. So Mitzat Kotchinigdosh. Mitzat Kotchinigdosh. And then, but by Kor, even a Tchir Balmum has to be given to the Kehen. That's not because of Kotchinigdosh. not because of Kachimikdosh. And then the Yude holds that even a Kriyatam, not a Balmud, but if in Mochri was a shutef in the behemoth that gave birth to the poor, so the Rav Yehuda says it's mutar b'gizel avele. So it's mufka b'gushe. It doesn't even have g'dusha for according to Rav Yehuda. If there is a shutef of Mochri in the poor, and still it has to be given to the keir. So it's the same halacha, just as the Balmum has to be given to the keir. So that means that by poor there are two halachas of Matan Skune. One aloha of Matan Skune by Paul is Mitzat Kochi Amigdosh, but Mitzat Kochi Amigdosh that is only Shayach by Kriya Tomi, not the Balmum, and Bisman Abayis, but and then the aloha is that it has to be given to a Kayan that is all Aveide, but a Kayan that is not all Aveide, a Kayan Balmum. So it cannot be given because it's the aloche of Matan Skune and it's a Kochi Amigdosh. And then there is another aloche of Matan Skune Lapro, which applies to the Balmum, it applies to a prayer in which the behemoth that gave birth to the prayer. So Enochri had a shutves, so it's a koyer kedushas prayer, and it's muta because of Abede, and still it has to be written to Ikeyan. So it's one Ikeyan for another reason, not mitzad aloche of Kochi Amigdosh. And this is the reason as to why there is a difference between a prayer bizman hazeh and the prayer bizman habayis. Because prayer bizman habayis, so is Matan Skune mitzad Kochi Amigdosh. Since it's a little akome, prayer bizman hazeh is Matan Skune because of the special aloche, because it's regora for the prayer balmum. Even the prayer has no gdushe. So even prayer bizman hazeh has gdushe, but since it's not a little akome, so then it's Matan Skune, not mitzat Kochi Amigdosh, but mitzat the other din of prayer that it belongs to Ikeyan. Even a prayer balmum, even a prayer that has no gdushe belongs to Ikeyan. So, this aloche of really that Kochim Kali is moment binding, but it doesn't apply to Matan Skune. But some mele prey of his monobalis, so it's not moment binding, even according to Rabbi really. Mashein came Bismarazé when it's not in the black hole, so then according to Rabbi really, it is moment binding. Alright.
So you look over the Rabel.
Thank you.
Shir Nun Tesson Volkama, Chokas Adar He Toshim Mem Gimel, March 13th, 1983,
and Sunday. Let's go over to the end of this Sukkot, and then we'll go over the Pesach. We put the wall of all by the Shem, the Rabbi Skotchin Kalim Shem Memeim, Dina Bizahil. So Rabbi Zahil says that Skotchin Kalim is Momin Bayah. The Nazarene, the Rabbi says Hashwam. The Rabbi says Hashwam. Now, let's see what the Rashi says here. Shlomim, Shlomim, Smiche, Unisochim, Minchas Nisochim, Shlomim, Shlomim, Lapor, Shlomim, Shlomim, Yoyo, Yisol, Lakeves, Kiliforish, Bimincho, Kiliforish, Bimilochet, Bifelik, Bifelik, Shlomim. Abel Prile, so how does Rashi explain that the Nazai says, L'chabis is a Shlomim, that Shlomim is Momen Bayi, but prayer is not Momen Bayi. Prayer is not Momen Bayi. Abiyesi ben Nistoye Imeya, Leoma ben Azai. So what does it mean, prayer is not Momen Bayi? That's in line with the Gemara Steretz, Shana Matar Skune, the Chikosoch, and Mishukum Dabe Akosoch. So in Rabbi Zahir Bimeide, in respect to Chilek HaKeyem, that it's not Momen Bayi, even though the Keyem is allowed to eat it, but that's Mishukum Dabe Akosoch. That we shall have a record. So it has reference. So that must have reference when it says avot chilei. So it means what kind of prayer? Prayer means malabayas, not prayer. Bismazeh, because prayer bismazeh. So the Gemara says. Then according to Rabbi Zahir, it is Momen Bayi. So when Rashi says, I will pray away, why? Because it's Maton Skuhune, and Maton Skuhune is Mishumun Gobeya Kozoho, so that must have reference to prayer with Mabayi, that is Israel, prayer with Mabayi, that is Eimed Lakrobe, so it's Mishumun Gobeya Kozoho. Mashayim King, prayer Chutloret, according to Rav Shimon, that in Boeim Chatzil Alei or Prayer Bismazeh, when Akrom is not Shayach, so then that is Momen Bayi. Alright. Abiyesi ben Distoye Yimei Loyoma ben Azai Yalu B'Prayer Bovat. Omamah ben Azai Yimei Yalu Rabbis Rashwam. Limutema Yilei Meprayer. So, the Rabbi Zashon, Ma'ir in the limit of prayer, Hashke, Uma Shlomim Shetun Sikh and Sokh, Utkivas Hotel Shay, Amret Momen Bayi, who prayer me boy that it's Momen Bayi. Now, how does the Gemara say prayer me boy that it's needless to mention that prayer is Momen Bayi according to Rabbi Zaguri? If Shlomim is Momen Bayi, so certainly prayer. But didn't the Gemara say, so that means prayer belongs to the Keyem. So even the Bisagir will be made that it's not Momen Bayi. The Bisagir will only say it's Momen Bayi Uligabe Shlomi, but not Uligabe prayer. So why would the Gemara say prayer Miboye? So obviously when the Gemara says prayer Miboye, the Gemara is referring to pray Bismazeh, or to pray a Chutzlaret, where it's not even Lachrobe. Masha'im can pray Bismazeh, and pray an Al Tisroel, or even Lachrobe, then we cannot say pray Miboye. But the Gemara means pray Miboye, pray Bismazeh Miboye. Ewa Mardin, Limut Emaisi. That Maisa Behemo, so it is not Momen Bayi. Kiditan, Prayer Homa Luisipode Vinika, Tam Chayu Balmum, Chay Bishochut, Tam Chayu Balmum, Chay Bishochut. The Maisa Mema Luigoel, Vinika, Lui Chay Bishochut, Lui Tam Vilui Balmum. So, in respect to prayer, you're not allowed to be paid it. what minkah it is. Mashin, in respect to Maisa Behemo, so the Torah says Loi Goyel, so it's not even minkah, Loi Chai Veloi Shochot, Loi Tav Veloi Balmum. Now let's see the Rashi. Prayer be boy, ubi prayer be chutz loretz tomer. So Rashi emphasized, ubi prayer be chutz loretz tomer. So maybe when Rashi said before, I will pray away, Rashi meant prayer out to spoil. And here when the Gemara says prayer be boy, so it means the prayer be chutz loretz tomer, or be prayer be brazeh. The chim de lav lakrobe koye, lo yzoch alay mishulchan gabeya, lo ychozor gabeya, because it's not even lakrobe. לימוד הבא זה בהימו שאף על פי שהוא קורא עם שלומי כי דאמרים לנו כבאסת לבחי רייס אך לא הוכר להבה מחיים מומן ביילים כשלומי בבחי אותם נמרח בחי ראשי לא יסיפור זה פידי לו דלסת ולא יתקיד בשס חי אלו אם כי הבי איקלס ולשתדו להתחם so it's it all of it is that he is not needed בתור אבל ניקה הוא חי לו כי יכון לגישו עושה כי שיום המון ימום התוזנת אוי הבית קיום, so you have to be lost, בזמן מסמים לו. ומה יצא ממה לא יגויה? וגמרי לו, מבחיר את חמישה לא יגויה, לא יגויה, זה חומם קסי. תכסיב בהם לא יגויה ולא יגויה. מה לא הלו מחירו ימי, עד כמה מחירו ימי? היו כך אם נמכה, לא יחי ולא ישוחו, אלו מלאב מום את בעיה לבו. So there is a difference between מייסה בהיבו and תחייה. תחייה, if it's even בזמן הבית, but if it's a prayer chutz loretz, so according to Reb Shimon, so we have to chile lo yikorei, so it's not in the black hobe, so we may lay in tins mom and bayon. Mashein ki ma maisa behemo, even the maisa behemo of chutz loretz, is also in the yikorei. And it's not mom and bayon because there is a love of lo yigoyel, and that implies that he cannot even sell it. All right. Rabine Masnavasi. Rabine Masnavasi. Abyeise de Mistoyeme, Reoma Benazaya, the prayer of the Bad. Limutema. Elena Limutesh Omi. The Benazar. So the Benazar says that prayer is one by me, and to my Omi Hashem. Uma prayer Shekolish Mirah. Momeniu, so prayer is considered momen bayni, shlomi meboye, ama rabiecha limute maise, ketani prayer nema lisipode, vinin katam chai ubaum, vinin katam chai, ubaumum chai bishokut, vimaise nema loi goyo, vinin ka loi chai loi shokut, loi tam veloi baumum. So the Gemara is the Kashi, how can you say that Reoma ben Azar el Prebel Bad is only, is the Mayit Maiseh, but how the Prebel Bad Foma, so it's Mashma, that it's Mayit everything, Kashi. Rogoma, Mayi Chosim Sheikon Mile, now Rogoma has reference to the Mishnah, because here and that few days of the base, So the Gemara said, "Mdayk Mila Udeles." The Chosim Shein Don Mila, so there is a few Tashkoni. So the Gemara was Mdayk Mila Udeles. Oh, Mdashkotche. Man Tana Om Rabbi Yechanan, but she's calling Bali to Rabbi Sabili. Yoma Momim Bayinu. Tanya Bala Mo Bani Shem Rabbi Skotchen Kalim Shein Momene. Di Rabbi Sabili. So Rabbi says, "My Nechosim Shein Don Mila, Nechosim Shein Bom Din Mila." Umay Mila Udeles. In other words, not the way Gemara said before, the way Rabbi Yechanan said, that the Mishnah is saying, Nechosim Shein Don Mila, to advise us that Kochim Kali, the Rizik Yuv Tashlumi, if a Sheyosh Al Hedyet will be Mazik, will be Negeach, a Sheyosh Al Kochim Kali, a Sheyosh Al Shlomi, so they'll have to pay because it's Re'eu, but when the Mishnah says Nechosim Shein Don Mila, Nechosim Shein Ben Din Mila, in other words, where the whole world, the mila is not chaya, who might be with the head yet. The race of the head yet, cash. All right. כל פעם אמרו את מעשי סרגי לפני חוב מתעשתות שאלוך הקמה שאין בין דמירה שאין בין שמיים של השמיים בגלל ששמיים שייך למירה כן קודשי קודשי ומעני הוא כדי לחוסן בהגר as a matter of fact, like this, it seems that there is no Nachmina Levina whether we explain the Mishnah the way Rabbi Yechanan explained the Mishnah or we explain the Mishnah the way Rabban explained the Mishnah there is no Nachmina because according to everybody, according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabban there is a machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Zaguri as to whether Kochim Kalim is Momen Bailim or Kochim Kalim is Momen Gabeya. So the Rabbonim say that Kochim Kalim is Momen Gabeya, and Mimele, if he shares your head, it's Negea, if he shares your swami. So he's caught up because not for you, and Rabbi Zagmir holds that Kochim Kalim is Momen Bailim. So Mimele, if he shares your head, it's Negea, he shares your swami, so we'll have to pay, because it is Rei. So, the community is that according to Rabbi Yechanan, this Mishnah called with Rabbi Zamir. According to Rabbi, the Mishnah does not accord with Rabbi Zamir. But there is no machlokes. There is a machlokes both agree. That there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Zamir. As well as Kachim Kaur is Momen Bayim or Momen Gabeya. But some Rishayim say that there is a big Nachimine. Because like this, we have to pass the, if there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Zamir, Yochid and Rabbi, however, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the Stam Mishneh calls with Rabbi Zaguri, so maybe we have to pass the Rabbi Zaguri. And that's the reason as to why the Rambam passes like Rabbi Zaguri. Even though the general rule is, whenever there is a machlokes between one Tanit and the Rabbonon, so we don't pass like the one Tanit. So the reason, practical Nachmineh, whether the Pshat in the Mishneh is the way Rabbi Yechanan says, so that means that the Stam Mishneh is like Rabbi Zaguri, or the Pshat in the Mishneh is the way Rabbi says. Alright, now the thing. Umechayim Yomah. Maikos al Gedaito. Imechayim Yomah. Now, when last time, so I mentioned that there are two Gersoyas in this Gemara. One Gersoy is the Gersoy of Tesis and Rach. Elo, Matoneskune, Kavne, Shani Matoneskune, Chozochum Shechum Gavetzo. That's the Gersoy of Rach and Tesis. So according to Rach and Tesis, the Gemara is Chizeya. From what the Gemara said originally, when Gemara is the Kashi, Vatnan and Kaddish Becholke Dini Kochi Kochi Dini Kochi Kali and Kodeshes really the way Rabbi Yisagiri. So the Gemara said at first after you think of Rabbi Yisagiri Kiyom Rabbi Yisagiri Mechayim Avala Hashkita after Rabbi Yisagiri made it Zichiko Zochum Shukum Bavaya Kizochum. So according to the original talents of the Gemara Rabbi Yisagiri does not distinguish between Chilik Yisrael and Chilik and Chil Takeh. So usually I mean the Rishonim say Chilek Abayim and Chilek Hakeh. But you know it might be confusing if we use that expression Chilek Abayim or Chilek Hakeh because we keep on saying Momen Bayim or not Momen Bayim, so it might be confusing. So in order to avoid confusion, so it's better to refer to one as Chilek Yisrael and the one as the Chilek Hakeh. So according to the original characters, according to Tetzvah and the Rav Yosef, so according to the original characters, the original characters of the Gemara, so the Tetzvah really applies his aloha only to applies his aloha to Chilek Hakeh and to Chilek Yisrael. To Chilek Yisrael, for example, let's say in Shlom. So what is the Chilek Yisrael? The Bosom of the Shlom. What is the Chilek Hakeyen? The Chos and the Sheik. The Chos and the Sheik. Prayer, so the whole prayer is Chilek Hakeyen. The Yisrael is nothing in the prayer. So, according to the original tenets of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisagiri does not distinguish between Chilek Yisrael and Chilek Hakeyen. But he distinguishes between Kedem Shchite and Lacha Shchite. That Kedem Shchite Mechayim, so it's Momen Bayim. Whether it's Chilek HaKeyen or Chilek Yisrael, whether it's the Psar HaShlomim or the Chosen Sheik of the Shlomim, so it's Momen Bayim. And Lacha Shchite, again, whether it's Chilek Yisrael or Chilek HaKeyen, so it's not Momen Bayim, because Mishulchan Gavei HaKozor. میشه خود هم یک هزار. This is the original title. But then the Gemara in the Maskon is crazy, and the Gemara says, "Elo matol eskune kavle, shani matol eskune." The Chizochu mishuchon kavle kavle. So the Gemara is crazy from the original Tarets, rejects the first Tarets, the original Tarets of the Gemara, and the Gemara now is saying there is no distinction between the Chayim and Lachashvite. There is a distinction only between Chelek Akei and Chelek Yisrael. So when does Rabbi Yisrael really say, in respect to what does Rabbi Yisrael really say, that Momen Bailim in respect to Chelek Yisrael, let's say the Psar Hashon, Mashe'inke Chelek Akei. So Chelek, according to the final Teres of Gemara, insofar as the Chelek Yisrael is concerned, so it's always Momen Bailim, whether Mechayim or even Lachashvite. But insofar as Chelek Akei is concerned, let's say Chodem Shein, or Chelia, Pera Tzisroel, Bizman Abayis, where it's aiming like Krobe, insofar as Chelek Akei is concerned, then it's always Momen Gavea. It's always Momen Gavea. So Chelek Akei is always Momen Gavea, even the Chayim, and Chelek Yisroel is always Momen Bailim, even Lachashvite, according to Tzitzit Yosef. That is Geir Esel. According to Rashi's Yosef, that is not Geir Esel. So Gemara is not Chizer from the original Teret. But Gemara makes and mentions another din, in other words. So the first Teret remains. In other words, the Tradesi Aguili, even in respect to Chilek Yisrael, so it is not Momen Bailim Lachashvite, because it's not Momen Bailim Lachashvite. Mashe'inke, so it's not Momen Bailim Lachashvite. Mashe'inke, Chilek Akeyen, Mashe'inke Chilek Akeyen, so even the Chayim is not Momen Bailim, according to Rashi's Yosef. Now, so the thesis here is the Kashe, Umechayim Yoma. So Gemara asks the Kashe, how is it possible that Rabbi Yisrael really holds that Kochim Kalim is Momen Bailim Mechayim? No, it seems that Rabbi Yisrael really holds that Mechayim it is not Momen Bailim. So the Gemara is asking Kashi, how can we say that the current Rabbi Zaglili in Chayim is Momen Bailim? We see from Rabbine and from Rabbine and Rab Nachman that Rabbi Zaglili holds that prayer Eretz Yisrael in Bizman Abayis is not Momen Bailim, even the Chayim. So the Kashi Pesach says, stay in the Maikos on the Bible. So what is the Makshim trying to prove? That the Kodit Rabbi Yisrael really, so even the Chayim, it's not Momen Bailim. If the Kodit Rabbi Yisrael really, even the Chayim, it's not Momen Bailim. So Lachashvite is certainly not Momen Bailim. So it's never Momen Bailim. So how can we explain Rabbi Yisrael really is Aloche, Umar Lomor Badishem, Rabbi Yisrael Kalim, Shem Omeine, but there is a Lefeirosh Ebraise, Lechavis Kotzim Kalim Shem Omeine. So the question is, what does the Makshim want? The Makshim is asking against the Talzin, how can you Talzin say that Kiyom Rabbi Yisrael Gwil Lechayim, Avalach HaShkita for Rabbi Yisrael Gwil Meide? No, Rabbi Yisrael really holds that it's not Momen Bailim in Lechayim. So then there is a Kashe against yourself too. So how will you match? Explain the aloche and the braise of Mualo Mova and Shem Rav Koshkal Shemim and Zagrili. Take the Microsoft Dito in Chayim Roma, Koshla Hashvite, post last week. Now, so how the thesis, I just want to say, what is thesis there? Before we go into the whole, chapter we tell you of the thesis. So thesis there is, no, the more discussion is, is it true? You see, from the Tarzan steps, that he said, Ki ora rabbi sa'adu li mechai, abu lacha shkite, abu rabbi sa'adu li meide, yichi kozoch mishol babaya benochu, and the Tarzan, so the Tarzan makes a distinction between mechai and lacha shkite. And why doesn't he say, Ki ora rabbi sa'adu li bimomit, bichile ki soya, abu bichile ka kehanim, lo yoma. He doesn't say it. He says, Ki ora rabbi sa'adu li mechai, abu lacha shkite, abu rabbi sa'adu li meide. So the implication being that according to the Tarzan, Rabbi Yisrael really holds that Mechayim is always Momen Bayim. Even not only Mechelik Yisrael, even Mechelik HaBayim is Momen Bayim, even Mechelik HaKeyim is Momen Bayim. Because if the Tarzan's intention had been that vis-a-vis Mechelik HaKeyim, so it's Momin Gobeya in Mechayim. So then the Tarzan didn't have to say, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Mechayim Vachashkit Eloi. But the Tarzan should have said, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Bimomin Yisroel, Abo Bimomin Keyen, Loi. The Kozof, Mishavun Gobeya Kodof. Why does the Tarzan say, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Mechayim Vachashkit Eloi, Rabbi Yisagrili Mele, Kozof, Mishavun Gobeya Kodof. So that's a raya, that according to the Tarzan, so Michali, it's always Momen Bayim. Not only Chelik Yisrael, even Chelik HaKehanim is Momen Bayim, Michali. So that's the Gemara Kashe, who Michali Mioma. So this is Kashe was, and how is it Miche, how will the Machi now explain the price of more and Shem Kam Skochi Kalam Shimomene? No, the Machi can simply apply this price of more and more by the Shem Kam Skochi Kalam Shimomene to Chelik Yisroel. But Chelik HaKeyen, even Mechayim is Momen Gobeya. But the Tarzan doesn't hold that way, because if the Tarzan had held that way, that Chelik HaKeyen, even Mechayim is Momen Gobeya, then the Tarzan would not have said, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Mechayim Vachashkit Afu Rabbi Yisagrili Meide. But the Tarzan would have said, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Bechelik Yisroel, Abo Bechelik HaKeyen Loi. And the Tarzan didn't say, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Mechelik Yisroel, Abo Bechelik HaKeyen Loi. The Tarzan said, Ki Yomar Rabbi Yisagrili Mechayim Vachashkit Afu Rabbi Yisagrili Meide. This implies that according to the Tarzan, Rabbi Yisrael really holds that Mechayim is Mechelik HaKeyen is Momen Bayim. So, but we see from Rabbine and from Rav Nachman that Chelik HaKeyen, Mechayim is Momen Bayim. That is thesis there. And the Kashi. Tehne, Maikos Al-Gadayim. I Mechayim Yoma, Kosh Mlacha Shrike, Vein Lein Adoche Kushi, U Mechayim Yoma, Afil Heiche Nechazi Lakrobe, Mimikom Mufaudis, Vein Mechayim Lacha Shrike, Nichol, Vein Mechayim, Afil Bechozi Lakrobe, Chash Vesloi Momei Neidum Yid Lacha Shrike. Now we could say, no, the Machin is not difficult. The Machin is saying to the Tarzan, how can you Tarzan say that Mechayim, even if it's in the Lakrob, even if it's in the Lakrob. So it's Momen Bayim, but we see from Rabbin and Rav Nachman that where in the case where it's in the Lakrob, let's say, prayer in the Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Abayis, where it's in the Lakrob, so it's not Momen Bayim, even though the Rabbi is Adonai. But this way the Machshin, there is no kasha, because I Machshin can apply the price of more than Shem Kamsh Kamsh Shimomene to a prayer of Bizman Hazeh, where it's not in Midla Kove. But from the Tarzan it appears that even prayer that is in Midla Kove, that even a prayer that is in Midla Kove, so is Momen Bayim. And from Rabbine and Rav Nachman, we can deduce that where it's in the Lakrobe, it's not Momen Bayim. Maybe that is the kasha by the Machshin. wenn man da doch durch mit kein jom aber ich hat da kommt wie kommt bau die in kein mach schicke wie hol mir kein mach für kot war kommen hast es noch meine du mir hast schicke in kein no we couldn't say that that's the cash by the match in kein die vor mit trailer we sei mir schon die kommen bei nasa in wo a kosu elo we habe schwomi und benaze da und schwomi and Shlomi could not be visualized Bismarazze. Bishloim a prayer, it's Kodesh Nerechem. So that could be visualized Bismarazze. Well, it's not in black color. But Shlomi is not Kodesh Nerechem. How does a Shlomi become affected in Gusha Shlomi? Would the Gusha speak? Now, Bismarazze, one is not allowed to be Magdish a Behemoth. It's a Nisagogo to be Magdish a Behemoth. So, Mimele, and the Braise says, and the price says, Benazai Imel Rabbis is a Shlomi. So obviously Benazai has reference to a Kochim Kalim that is Hosea Akove. So Mimele, why does the Makshines? How can the Makshines? So, but we see from Rabbine and from Rab Nachman that Rabbi Yisabili is made. That any kol that is in the kove is moment gabeya, even Rabbi Yisabili is made. But so why does he more ask? Because from Rab Nachman and Rabbine it's mashma that the kol that is in the kove is moment gabeya. On the contrary, from the braise of Benazai it's mashma the other way. That according to Rabbi Yisabili, even if it's chozer kove, so it is still moment bayel. Kiporet in Kei Kiporet mit Prele sein im Schlumpf von Benazai über Akos und Rabbi Shlomi von Azai Rabbi Yisus und Pusche Pitz Rabbi Zahili Kibu de Pirsha Kuntres und Shlomi Chos La Akode Vapu Lechatrila Yikremu because and we couldn't say that when Benazai says Rabbi Shlomi he has reference to Shlomi Benazai how can we visualize Shlomi Benazai it's also to be Magdish Benazai it's also of course it's possible that the Jew is anywhere on the deen and he was Magdish but Otto Gershia Skina it's not Mistamer that Benazai has reference to a case where a Jew did Ekle Chaloike Deen and he was Magdish at him or a Shlomi Bismarazze because it's an Osir it's a Nisagomo to be Magdish so obviously Benazai has reference to Bismarabayis So in Meile, if the Gemara is kasha by the Makshinis, U Michayim Yoma, that in the case where it's in Igla Kobe, that it's Momigoveya, but we see from Rabbine, that if it's in Igla Kobe, it's not Momigoveya, so what kind of a kasha is it? He has a kasha from Rabbine, when there is a raya from the Braise, from Benazar, not like Rabbine. Oh. Vieshleima. So in other words, so what is the kasha faces? How does the Makshinez Umichayim Yoma but let him ask against himself. If you Makshin are assuming that Rabbi Yisaguri will agree that it's not Momin Bayli in Mechayim and Rashid, they're certainly not. Because if Mechayim it's not Momin Bayli, Al Haskamo Bechamo Lahashide, so it's never Momin Bayli. How can you visualize Rabbi Yisaguri's Shite in the Braise, Uf Mola Mola Hashem Rabbis Kachikau Shimameine, so you have to ask a kasha against yourself? Why do you ask against the doubt? ויש לי מהדוח את המשה ומחי ומיום המתון ספונה וחיל את שני שליקי עניים ושלומים ודלקום המתון ספונה שענה דווקא לבחר כי היי מתון ספונה חיל את שני שליקי עניים ושלומים אלו קום ההם ושם דלח השפיתם שוכנו ויזוכו משמע ומחי ומדון מבעילים אבל גם דהם במתון ספונה שפי שסס זה זה קשה לבינו זה קשה לבינו זה Bishlein Elididi, the Makshin is saying. So there is no difficulty. To the Braise says, Umwala Mora Banishem Rabbis Kachikalim Shimomene, Dibre Rabbi Yisi Aguili. But Elididi, I can say that this Braise has to be applied to Chilek Yisrael. But you hold that Mechalim Yivim Chilei Keyen, so Melech with the D, the Brayse I visualize the Brayse in connection with Chilei Yisrael. So Melech there is no kasha from Rabbine and Rav Nachman. Because Rabbine and Rav Nachman, they deal with prayer. That's Chilei Keyen. Chilei Keyen is always Mamed Aveya, Yivim Chayim. And this has reference to Chilei Keyen. But you imply it. You necessarily imply it by saying that Mechayim is more than by me from Chilei Keyen. So then there is a kache, there is a spirit from the memory of Rabbine and Rav Nachman. That's what he said. יש לי מדור הדרוש, הוא מחי מעולם מטה נסכונה, בכלל שיש לי קיים משלום, ומקום מטה נסכונה שם, דם כאן הוא בכלל קיים מטה נסכונה, בכלל שיש לי קיים משלום, אלו כמה משולח השחית, הם שרום בבי הזוך, מה שאר מחי מהמובילי, אבל גם דם מטה נסכונה, ואם תימא, מי אבו משם מטה נסכונה שם, אבל מה שאר מחי מהמובילי, מה אפילו החשחית אבו מהמובילי, ופיר בית יונטר, מה מומר אבו בילי משרום בבי הזוך, so Tesla says, how does Maxim know that the Tarts meant that Mechayim is moment by the evening in regard to Chilei Keyen. Maybe the Tarts himself held that Mechayim is only moment by the evening in regard to Chilei Keyen, but in regard to Chilei Keyen, so the Tarts himself agrees that it's moment by the evening in Mechayim. But you ask, if that was the intention by the Tarts, why did the Tarts say, why did the Tarzan say, Kiyom Rabbi Sagrili Mechayim Avor Hashkite, let him just say, Kiyom Rabbi Sagrili Bechilek Yisroel, Avor Bechilek Keyen, Avor Rabbi Sagrili Meide, Yimomim Babayahu. No, the reason is why he doesn't say, Kiyom Rabbi Sagrili Bechilek Yisroel, Avor Matom Eskuhune, Shaane. So then I would say, that according to the Tarzan, Chilek Bailin, so Chilek Yisroel, so even Machashchite is not Mbailin, and that is not so. So that's why he formulated that way, in order to point out that Lachashchite, even Chilek Yisroel is Momegobe. Even Chilek Yisroel, in other words, that would be like Hashashite, a little Maskot. This is really Rashi Shite according to Maskone. So he says, no, the Tarzan could have said, if the Tarzan's Shite be that vis-a-vis Chilek Keyen, so it's Momin Bebei Ayin Mechayim, so he could have said, Ki Omer Rabbi Yisaguri Bechilek Yisroel, Avol Bechilek Keyen, Lord, Meide, the Momin Bebei Ayin. And we wouldn't say that he couldn't say it that way, because then we would say that according to the Tarzan, so Chilek Yisroel Achashchite is moment violent. When in fact it is Momin Gabeya, as it appears from the Morin Beitze. No, because I'll leave it there this. So, Chilek Yisroel is Momin Bailin, in Lachashkite. True, the Morin Beitze says, the Bailin Shoron Gabeya de Zohu, the Yeshlima, the Hanimil, the Dorum, the Dores, the Nikhail, the Yonte, the Shindika Shkita, the Mishon Gabeya, the Yishma Chilek Bailin, the Mokhonu Gabeya, the Pshita the Chilek Bailin, the Lachashkita, the Momin Bailin, the Kamish the Yisho, the Chol Dobo. Now, it's not like Rashashita. This is what Tesis is pointing out, not like Rashashita. So, if the Tarzan, the original Tarzan had meant that Chilek Keyen is always Momin Gabeya, even Mechayim, so he should have said, כי יאמר רבי יציאה גלילי בחלק ישראל, אבל בחלק הקהילי, why does the Talmud say, כי יאמר רבי יציאה גלילי מחיים, אבל הרשתית אבל רבי יציאה גלילי מידי. So that's a riot, that according to the original Talmud, so the חיים עצמו מבינים, היא בחלק הקהילי. So he said, ויש לי מלאם מיליון דום דומת מכן מיליון תהיה מתשתית על מישהו דוויה ומשלח לו את ביילו על לכם הוא לדוויה אבל כשיד יחל את ביילו אפילו הרשתית על מיליון ביילו מכאן יש בילים שהוא כל דובו וכן משמע דם חריש בחלקי בחלקי אני מהירה כמו שנם חריש בחלקי וישי יחלו בחלקי אני and this says the lotion of the Mishne המקריש בחלקי בין קוצ'י קוצ'י בין קוצ'י קאולין has reference to חלקי And the Gemara says here that this Mishnah quotes him with Rabbi Yitzhak Gulili. Rabbi Yitzhak Gulili. So, I'm kind of the help of Chelkei Ani Maia. Lo Shem Kad Bechelk Lo Yishai Echel Bechelkei Ani. Di Yibayu Yishai Aben Lo Shechelek. Di Ka Akom Shoen. U Kronam Edi Maizhe Chelek Vishin Kali Shabasin Kad Bechelkei. Di Zeh Yulach Bekei Shkadoshim Minoeish Ma. So, the Lo Shem Kad Bechelkei Ani Maia. ויהי זה ילכו כנגול השם לאיש רבי יסיסו לה כאיש מה איש לאחירה הפרונן לאחירה so you only have a יתר אחירה but it's not the moment of the care so we see that with the Gehani ועוד מקום הרוסון ואיזה מסליס לו את רבי יסי because the Mishnah says המקבים בחלקי עם קוצ'י קוצ'י ועם קוצ'י קאוי אינו מקודשת so the Gemara said מינו מסליס לו את רבי יסעגלילי ותניה מורמור על השם וגם קוצ'י קאוי שמומני ואילו יסעגלילי so the Gemara said אפילו תהיה רבי יסעגלילי כלומר רבי יסעגלילי מחיים אבל החשכית לוי so the question arises now here the Mishnah uses the Roshan קבים בחלקי and what בחלקי mean according to cases that means chelkakeyem and still the Gemara says kilom rabbi yisagrilu mechayim ala hashrita loy so doesn't that imply that im chelkakeyem so mechayim is mom and bali so he just says this status of the Gemara accords with the havamine here in Bolakani but according to the south maskone on the Gemara in Bolakani So then, Rabbi Yitzhi Aglili, Yid Mechayim will agree that it's not more mobile from the Lea. So, Umosi, Koma Rotel, Masif, and Rabbi Yitzhi, Umosi, Koma Rabbi Yitzhi, Mechayim, Dekenam, Dikon, Amkani, Dechelke, Dimashma, Hashrit, or Havu, Maskone, Dohe, Elo, Dimar, Yisal, Dimar, Yitzhi, Mikore, Maskone, Matam, Eskune, Abu, Mechayim, Abu, Mom, the Lea. Anyway, so this is states a Shite, contrary to Shite of Rashi. That when Gemara had the kasha, Umechayim Roma, so Gemara's kasha was, how can you talk and say that according to Rabbi Yitzhak Gulili, even Chelek HaKeyem is Momin Bayim Umechayim? No, we see from Rabbine and Rav Nachman that insofar as Chelek HaKeyem is concerned, so it's always Momin Gabeya, even Umechayim. So how can we visualize the Shita of Chagetzi in the Praiser of Moram Ola Yishem Rav Yitzchok Kalmuk Shem Amenei the answer is that we have to visualize in connection with Momin Yisroel so Momin Yisroel is always Momin Bali Bein Bechayim Bein Lachashkite but Momin Chelek HaKeyem is always Momin Gabeya Bein Lachashkite Bein Bechayim So this is how it appears from Rabbine and Rav Nachman. So then the Gemara says, "Elo matoris koneshan." In other words, the Gemara is chayver from what the Talmud originally said. And then the Gemara in the Teretz in Maskone agrees with the Bash, with the Bashim, that there is no distinction between Mechayim v'Hashvite. There is only a distinction between Chelek Yisroel and Chelek HaKeyem. So Chelek Yisroel is always Momin Bayim in v'Hashvite, and Chelek HaKeyem is always Momin Gabeya in Mechayim. That stays a Shite. Now let's see, right after this thing says, let's learn the thing says, V'Nisa Mishnah. Perish, V'Nisa מיסה דה חי מאלו מובן רבי סעדוני אפילו מתום סקרונה אפילו מתום סקרונה דה חוב רעקרובה הוא איש נוראי חוב רב נחם נאמר רב אבויה כשרבונו דה לימון אפשר להבו רבי סעדוני ופסבור איזו לא יהיה אמץ מה לא הצעיף הוא נצא like the original task. It's not only the MS, it's only the subjunctive. In other words, according to the original task, who said that the Kabbalah really distinguishes between Chayim and Lahashitim, but not between Chayim Kisroel and Chayim Kakeim. According to Maskon of Gemara with the MS, Kabbalah really does not distinguish between Chayim and Lahashitim. But he distinguishes between Chilek Yisroel and Chilek HaKeir. Chilek Yisroel is always Mamibayin, Ibn Lachashvite, and Chilek HaKeir is always Mamibabela, Ibn Chayim. But according to the original Talmud, not the final Talmud of Gimel, the final character of Gimel, according to the original character of Gimel. So Rabbi Yisroel really is Dean of Mamibayin has reference to Mechayim. So Mechayim, even Chilekeye, is Momen Bayi. And Lachashvite, even Momen Yisroel, is Momen Gabeya. So, according to the original Teretz of the Teretz in Novi Gimore, so, the Rui Yemes, of the Mashma Mikapu Sifa Poro, the Trilu Rehabe Dichwal Reiyu, אפילו בזמן הזה בקריג הבאי לרובה בשיר בשיר של שלם מגושן שנוקחו in other words אם הבאי לרובה הרי מחלקס how the payment is a portion in the case where two oxen are מגיח so a שיר של הדיית and the שיר let's say של שלם מגושן משיר בחיר that in which a name occurred so v'sheir shal tzura midoshin shenokho u'pirish chab u'rabin yudoi goyen b'tchei o'sheir d'loi porukwe u'cheperu sheitzor choyma m'ishe porishon perlas Hashem u'mistome b'mei ebrige so from that Gemara it appears that now let's turn to the Gemara there, that can give it without going over the whole Gemara because that is not in there, there's just one point. Sheir. Alright. Itma. Sheir. That we give one of these. Sheir is Sheir to an Angoshi Shenot. My new Sheir Pheir the Lord Paul. Pheir Balmu. Sheir Bapidio. The Hindu Al Bapidio. We know that we do Sheikh Amaisa. He'll catch your head this to the day. ואף על פי שהכי נכון, לא התחיל לבין שיר העיר, אם מישהו נביא את זה פה. ואי אינו קצוע מגוש נראה קשיר בשיר הלדה שנוכל ריבוס עצמו. דאף נבחיר במום פוטר, הוי נראית לו, אבל קצוע מגוש שנבדו חיים נשאר לו נוכל. So there is a machleken between Abai and Rove if two oxen are Negea another ship a third ship so Abai So now the Sheir Hedyet and the Sheir Prey of Balmu is not about Hedyet. So both Abai and Rove assumed that the Sheir Prey is Potter of Tashlum. The Balmu, the Sheir Prey of Balmu is not in Lakobe, it's a Balmu. So how can it be in Lakobe? So the owner of the Sheir Prey Who is the owner? That's the Kehre. The Kehre. So, he's part of Tashlumi. So, who is Chayim Tashlumi? Only the owner of the Sheir Hedyet. Because the Nidiche was done by Tushvorim. By Tushvorim. A Sheir Hedyet and a Tcheir Balmum. So, the owner of the Tcheir Balmum, the Kehre, is Potter. Is Potter. But the owner of the Sheir Hedyet is Chayev. So the question is, how much does that owner have to pay? Shabbai Omar Mishalim Chotzenet. Rabbin Omar Mishalim Revienet. So Hovi Hovi Tam. Hoki Rabbonon Vok Rabnos. Golos. Hovi Hovi Nos. Hovi Omar Kulenet. Hovi Hovi Meir. So there is a machlekes in the apportionment of the tashlum. But both Abaye and Rabbi agree that the kohen, the owner of the prayer of Amun, doesn't have to pay a fee. So the question is, let's say if it's a prayer of Amun, if it's a shayla Amun, so and two shayla are mazik. So are mazik. Now one shayla is potter because he's not prayer, he is a prayer of Amun. So the question is, how much is to be apportioned to the owner of the other shayla? So whether we say Paul is a tikovet or Kumer is a tikovet, so that's the machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi. But both assume that the tashlum has to be a portion. Why? Because one owner is potter regardless. Why? Because it's not real. It's not real. Why isn't it real at all? It's a prayer by moon, and it is to be assumed that Abaye and Rabbi have reference to a prayer of Bismarck, because Bismarck, there was no Bis Amigos. So we see from Abaye and Rabbi, that a prayer of Balmum, even a prayer of Balmum, Bismarck, so it's not there. That's what he said. So he said, if it's not as good as the end, so the master comes to the fall, the prayer of the fall of the year, a few of the man said, if we got by the world, we share of the Amigos and Genoko, who pierce up the boy, the prayer shade, who report it, who push it all the way back, which is why Shom Ben Hashem, who is story the main to you, who is Manazek, we could only have a moment ahead yet.